From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia criticized for incursions of Turkish airspace. Russia has come under criticism from Turkey, the U.S., and NATO for incursions of Turkish airspace by its warplanes in pursuit of terror targets along the Turkish-Syrian border. Moscow insists bad weather contributed to the incursions. Turkey scrambled its jets in response. Mark Toner, a U.S. spokesman.
This incursion into Turkish airspace has demonstrated the importance of consultation and restraint and shaping an international response. Frankly, we view this incursion as reckless. It's dangerous, provocative, and it can cause accidents and miscalculation and risk the safety of airmen and airwomen in Turkey and elsewhere. So we would have serious concerns about that.
Russia last week began airstrikes against targets in Syria, claiming attacks on both Islamic State positions and what it called terror groups, rebel factions that oppose the Syrian government. South African Paralympian Oscar Pistorius will remain in prison after the country's parole review board delayed his release while he serves a five-year term for culpable homicide in the shooting death of his girlfriend in 2013. Pistorius was sentenced over a year ago. Llewellyn Gray Kerlewis is a South African legal expert.
One can only come out on parole if direct imprisonment was the sentence handed down by the court. In this instance, the judge did not confine or decided that Oscar Pistorius must go to jail for the full five-year period.
Pistorius was due to have been released in August after serving 10 months. The law requires you serve one-sixth of a sentence before a parole can be considered. A hearing called by the prosecution to determine whether his verdict should be changed to murder is scheduled November 3rd. This is VOA News. U.S. Army General John Campbell, commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan Monday, said the Afghan military, not U.S. special forces, called for the American airstrike against Taliban fighters at a hospital in Kunduz that killed 22 medical workers and patients. General Campbell says U.S. forces strive to avoid civilian casualties.
As you know, the United States military takes extraordinary steps to avoid harm to civilians. However, the Taliban have purposely chosen to fight from within a heavily urbanized area, purposely placing civilians in harm's way. We will continue to take all necessary steps to avoid future civilian casualties. Again, I want to offer my deepest condolences to those innocent civilians who were harmed and killed on Saturday.
Saturday's attack hit a hospital operated by Doctors Without Borders, an international charity that was treating people wounded in the past few days in the battle for Kunduz. Afghan officials say up to 15 fighters were hiding in the hospital and on its grounds, a claim rejected by the medical charity group. Both the Afghan and U.S. governments are investigating. The United States and 11 other Pacific Rim nations Monday reached final agreement on a broad free trade deal called the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP. It aims to cut taxes and reduce or eliminate trade barriers for nearly half the world's economy. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says it will also improve the lives of workers.
These are the strongest labor protections that have been factored into any trade agreement in history that the United States has been a party to. This includes living up to the president's campaign promise to renegotiate and raise standards in NAFTA, because both Mexico and Canada are part of the TPP agreement. So that means that the agreement includes protections to allow workers to form unions, includes protections related to workplace conditions, outlawing child labor, and even has an impact on countries trying to set the minimum wage.
The TPP, which took years to negotiate, must now face ratification hurdles in several countries, including in the U.S. Congress, where it faces an uncertain future. At least 37 people were killed Monday in a series of car bombings across Iraq. While no one has claimed responsibility, the Islamic State has previously said it launched similar attacks in an effort to destabilize the government. Israeli forces Tuesday knocked down the homes of two Palestinians who carried out deadly attacks in Jerusalem last year before being killed by police. The demolitions included homes belonging to the families of a man who killed five worshippers and a policeman in an attack on a synagogue and another who killed a person with a bulldozer. The International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies warned Monday tens of millions of Africans are going hungry due to erratic weather patterns, including El Nino, a phenomenon that is triggered by warming of Pacific Ocean waters. The IFRC says some 60 million people don't get enough food to eat due to floods, drought, and irregular rains, which have ruined crops. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.